Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Psychos podcast.
The Cyber Psychos and Arasaka got a little surprise from Militech. They got bamboozled and ambushed. Militech embedded a sophisticated program in the Arasaka train's computer, causing the train to shut down in the desert. And that's when you were ambushed by the damn nomads, your old buddies. Oh, Barley's dead.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Kind of liked him.
Yeah, why'd you kill him?
I don't know.
Somebody just started tit-lobbing at him.
Wait, you killed him.
You allowed him to be killed.
That's how the dice roll, people. Specialist Gray got fried when he was trying to hack into the Militech system to see what was going on. Militech also created holograms of a broken track next to a playground to get the Arasaka train to pull over. This is when the ambush killed Knox, who went up top on the 50 cal. Knox was one of the enforcers. I think Drake is the last enforcer on the team. The Arasaka soldiers who are left, we have Chef, of course, Saito, Silva, the medic, Luna, the sniper, Vega, who's recon and stealth, Hawk is doing demolitions, Yara is a scout, and Drake, who I just mentioned. There is another hacker who actually lives in the net who wants to help you. His name is Emilio.
Emilio.
Emilio!
My cyber eye is twitching. I think Emilio wants to speak.
Suddenly, Emilio begins communicating with Banthar.
Banthar, I've intercepted some critical intel that you need to be aware of.
Please share that with me, Emilio. I miss you, brother. Familia. Emilio, what happened to your accent?
I am from Argentina, if you can't hear my voice. My accent is sweet.
There are no accents in the internet.
Militech is trying to beat you to Minneapolis. They've dispatched their top team, targeting Sakura Sato. They are going to assassinate her because she is running against Neely Garmin, who wants to reunite the new United States. But there's more at play than just a simple extraction or assassination attempt. They're not just aiming for Sakura. They're trying to send a message, potentially destabilizing the balance in Night City. Militech wants to get rid of Arasaka, but they are protected in Night City. The fascist Red Chrome Legion gang took Sato hostage and are making demands to the government regarding border control. I'll keep my eyes on the digital battlefield and provide updates as they come. Stay sharp, brother.
Muchas gracias for the information, brother. It is very helpful.
I heard they're racists.
What's a racist?
It's someone who doesn't love all people.
Either way, these Red Chrome Legion guys sound pretty dangerous. Now Militech's going to try to attack them?
It does sound fairly dangerous, see.
Plus they got their A-team out there, and we have us.
I feel our track record has been pretty good.
Banthar, I'm going to need a little power up.
See, I can help you out with that.
Oh, come on, you guys.
Brock, really?
If the bullets are flying, I plan on dodging them.
I'm going to get the Brock a Scooby snack right before the chit goes down.
Make sure to save some for his kid.
No.
No, his kid ain't getting none. Sorry.
The Arasaka train looks more like Swiss cheese at this point. and pulls out of Denver on its way to Minneapolis.
I'm surprised this thing still works.
Brock feels a push on his back.
Hey, what the hell?
I just got shot at, and none of you looked for me.
It's Elektra in her invisible suit.
All you see is a floating bag.
Yeah, I was about to come check on you in the sleeper car. I thought you were passed out.
She clicks off her camo. You thought I was passed out, but you didn't even look?
Well, you went into the sleeper car and you didn't come back out while we were messing with a dog.
The amount of self-control you possessed to not interact with that dog that Scythe was trying to steal is pretty impressive.
You haven't cared since Apple's been around.
That's not entirely true.
This suddenly got awkward.
Yeah, there's been a lot of things going on. There's a lot of shooting.
It's okay. I'm just going to go talk to Heretic.
Elektra, how are we going to miss you if we can't see you? You were invisible.
You didn't even try to come find me.
I was going to check up on you in the sleeper car, and I kind of like thumb the little like blood extraction needle on my side of my hip.
Elektra, you want to go play with Bandit?
Okay.
Let's go.
At least somebody cares.
I am so sorry, Senorita. I was busy putting a tracker on the train that was drive-by shooting us.
Oh, did you do that?
See, I tossed a magnetic tracker out so we could know where it is.
Well, where's it going? We probably should figure out if it's going to try to come back.
I think I need to roll for it.
Mm-hmm.
To see if I succeeded. Right, Mr. GM?
They were shooting and driving by at an incredible speed. DV-19.
So what do I need to roll?
Athletics. Like you're chucking a grenade.
Oh, my tracker went to the train and it bounced right off because I got a 7 and the train ran it over and crushed it. It's like 3 miles back where we got shot at.
Wait, did you use the magnetic tracker? Yeah, the train's made out of carbon fiber, bud.
Oh, there's some steel on it somewhere, amigo.
You couldn't find it, could you?
My tracker didn't find it, that's for sure.
Either way, I think I have a good idea where the train is headed.
That way.
Train tracks.
Let's follow the tracks. So while you're riding along, this is going to be like a 20-hour train ride. Do you want to do anything? Elektra's playing with Sapple in the sleeper car, and the rest of you are in the hacker den, probably.
I want to go to the maker car and check out the 3D printers.
I'm going to follow Banthar in there.
I've always wanted to have like a big fight scene and a shootout on top of the train while it's moving. Brock, you want to go with?
Wait, hold on. Who are you planning on shooting me up there?
I mean, it's a fight and shooting scene on top of a moving train. Haven't you always wanted to do this?
Yeah, but there's nobody else there but you or me, bud.
What if you go through a tunnel?
Then you gotta duck. That's part of it. It's super scary. I've got this all planned out.
How long have you been planning on cartoon murdering me?
It's not you. It's just everybody else was going somewhere.
All right, I'm,
you didn't seem like you had anything to do.
I'm going to go over to the sleeper's car and see how Elektra and Sapple are doing.
Suit yourself. You know where I'll be.
Scythe, come to the 3D printer car with us.
I'll meet you down there in a bit. I've got to go do this thing.
He's going to do karate on top of a moving vehicle.
By yourself?
Yep.
Somehow both really awesome and both very sad.
80s training scene. Go.
All right, Mother Smoke, fly right about here. Make sure to get me from that angle right there. Yeah, a little more up. Perfect. All right. Ninja kick. Spin. Belly dive. Back. No, we're good. Ninja kick again.
So did you go to do a backflip and you made yourself so nervous you almost threw up?
I am going to make an EMP bomb, and I am going to plant it on the train right next to the computer, and I am going to be able to set it off with my remote whenever we need to. Should we need to.
Hawk is inside of the workshop car as Banthar and Heretic go inside. Hey, what can I do for you?
Hey, senor, what is your name?
My name's Hawk.
Oh, cool. I am Banthar. This is Heretic.
Hello.
Hello.
We were thinking about using your 3D printer, senor.
Oh, yeah. What do you want to make?
We love making things. I want to make an EMP bomb.
Oh, cool. For what?
I'm just going to keep it in my go bag.
With all the Militech train going around, we might be a want to be a bit more prepared the next time they come around.
See?
Yeah, no kidding. They emptied out the armory.
Did they?
You did.
Yes, we did.
We all did.
Oh, yeah.
See?
We were supposed to keep your weapons, but that didn't last long, did it?
No.
No.
But we are needing the weapons so we can help protect you.
No, I know. This plan went off the rails, if you know what I mean.
Yes, indeed.
You hear me shout from outside and above the train,
"That was funny!"
Seahawk, we would like to make some. Do you like to make things?
Seahawk, I like that.
See.
Can I call you Seahawk?
Are you with us, Robin?
I'm standing right here.
Holy cheat, he is so quiet. He's like a ninja.
I am like a ninja.
Chaka chaka.
He's very deft with his big feet, little feet now.
Chaka chaka.
So, Hawk, do you like to make stuff too?
Yes, of course.
What level maker are you?
I'm a maker level 7.
Me too, senor.
You are?
Yes, vaya. That is awesome. Do you mind if I use one of your 3D printers?
Yeah, go ahead.
Awesome, thanks. I want to download the file, okay?
Yeah, let me know if you need any parts.
Okay, muchas gracias, senor Hart.
Can I play with your Atari?
I don't have an Atari. What are you talking about?
This screen right here looks like video games.
It's an oscilloscope. It's not a video game. You might not want to touch that. Meanwhile, in the sleeper car, Sapple, Brock, and Elektra are putting together the bones of the dead cat.
See, the end of the tail goes right here. Put the glue in nicely. We want it to fit just right. Yep, just like that. Mm-hmm. And then the little feet goes here, and then the middle.
Is this a wishbone?
This is a bone. These are bones.
Can I snap it and make a
wish? No, you can't snap it and make a wish. She yanks it out of his hand and she puts it where it belongs, gluing it in fiercely. Bandit's dead.
Yeah.
Bandit's dead?
She's been dead for a little while.
Heretic! She bolts down, searching for Heretic, yelling his name over and over.
Heretic's in the workshop car.
Panther, do you hear somebody screaming my name?
It sounds like a faint heretic, see?
It's getting closer. Should I be concerned?
Possibly.
She rips open the door. Heretic!
Elektra! What's wrong?
She's dead.
Who's dead?
Bandit.
The cat?
Why didn't you tell me Bandit was dead?
I've been trying to tell you Bandit's dead for a while.
You didn't tell me.
No, he totally told you.
I explained plenty of times it was a bunch of bones.
Sometimes when the skin jumps out of the bones, it's dead, okay?
I think it died of bonitis.
What's bonitis?
Being made of bones.
She wasn't dead the whole time, though.
She'd been dead for quite a while. I found her in the sewer.
I can perform the rites for Bandit to make sure she gets a proper send-off.
Could you have the holy isopropyl?
Oh, of course.
Would you really?
Yes. We can kind of do a type of funeral on this train, I guess.
You could do it in the bar car because the windows are shot out.
Believe the bar car would work. I don't think anybody's in there. And probably because it's really cold in there because of the holes.
So we do the ritual and then we can have a shot in her name.
Yes.
Okay, there's no more tequila, but I think there's still vodka. Let's do some shots.
I still got a tetanus shot, and I think I still got a couple others.
My brother always said that when someone dies, you're supposed to take 2 shots, one for them and one for yourself.
I thought you poured one out.
Nope, he said that's a waste of alcohol.
No, you're supposed to light it on fire, but yeah, we all have our traditions, and it's part of mine to respect others.
So you guys will be there for Bandit's funeral?
See, I will be there. Senior Hawk, I want to put some ball bearings on my 2-hand when I get back up to this car. Will you help me?
Yes.
Muchas gracias, senor.
You're going to the cat funeral?
Si, momentarily.
Okay, I'll go ahead and start this 3D printer for you.
Oh, muchas gracias.
She grabs Heretic's hand and starts dragging him along with her.
Oh, okay, you're quite strong for somebody your size.
It's the electric hands.
Please don't shock me. But I'm glad we've finally made a breakthrough. I guess it...
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Really tests my skill as a therapist.
You didn't do anything.
I remember doing a lot.
You didn't even tell me she was dead.
I told you several times, including an alley where Scythe screamed nightmare in your face for a little bit.
Classic.
Scythe does a somersault down in between the trains while you are walking through to the bar car.
God!
What'd I miss?
Perfect! You're in time for the funeral.
Somebody else died?
Bandit.
Who?
Bandit.
The cat? The one she's been carrying? The one whose bones you've...
The one who's been famously dead this whole time.
Yes, remember you found the bones and did a horrible ventriloquist bit with it?
Yeah.
You mean you all knew?
Yes.
You've been carrying it around in a plastic bag. Is that how you deal with a live cat?
What?
Well, now we know how it died.
Let's get this going. And I start shaking up a bottle of isopropyl.
All right, but I'm a little dehydrated. I'm going to have to drink some water before I'm able to pee on the corpse.
No.
No, we're not doing...
Why are we peeing on Bandit?
We're not.
So it doesn't come back as a zombie.
No.
Elektra puts the bones of Bandit back into the bag and then hands her over to Heretic. Take good care of her.
I really don't do the rites of the veterinarian, but I guess I kind of douse the bag in the isopropyl alcohol, kind of go to my knees and kind of start doing a low form chant, and then light a lighter, and then basically light the bag on fire.
Bandit, you are a really good friend and a real good cat. Thanks for being my first friend after my brother went away.
Bandit was a shining light in this world.
Thanks.
May she fly with the angels way up high.
May she purr in peace.
All right, step aside.
You need to get that stream checked.
Scythe, you put the fire out.
It was supposed to be extinguished. Kind of not that way, but it's a blending of rites, I guess. Just take that bag and throw it out the window, please.
Ew, you touch it.
I place my sanitary gloves on. I guess I'm the only one equipped. And I grab the bag and I just hurl it out the window.
After the funeral, Chef holds a briefing session in the strategy room. All right, listen up, team. We're in for a bloody nightmare. Here's what you need to know. Militech has got their claws deep in the city's security grid. Expect every camera and automated gun to turn on us faster than a burnt steak on a hot grill. And get this, there's talk of civilians packed tighter than sardines right where we're heading. Those red chrome thugs won't think twice about using them as shields, knowing they're outgunned. It's a dirty move, but they're desperate. Comms won't be reliable. Militech's jamming them to hell, aiming to cut us off. They know that we're a well-oiled machine when we talk, so brace yourselves for a blackout. We need a backup plan. Fuck me. Maybe we need smoke signals at this rate.
Oh, I got you covered.
Oh, cheat. Hey, Chief, how about we do some line-of-sight hand signals?
Yes. We'll stay tight.
We could just use mother's milk.
Not all parrots talk.
You, boy, girl, what about that shirt?
My shirt reads, "What the fuck about my shirt?"
We could display messages across your shirt.
Yeah, and?
It's brilliant.
I know, it's a cool shirt.
They'll be jamming our signals, so we may use your shirt to signify all the others to do things.
Oh, that's a great idea. Why didn't Chef come up with something like that?
But won't making our friend be a sign be dangerous for him?
Them.
He's very sensitive. So are his nipples.
Will there be cyber attacks?
As sure as eggs is eggs, Robin. They're coming. I'll be in the thick of it, trying to fend them off. But keep your eyes peeled for a manual fix. It's like going back to cooking with firewood, for fuck's sake. But we might just have to, okay?
Well, is Militech, since they're jamming the area, they must be planning to attack these guys too.
Yes. My plan is to let them kill each other, if possible.
Yes. And then we can sweep in afterwards and kind of
Aren't they also planning on killing that lady we're supposed to get?
That's the problem. Time is of the essence.
I say we make a plan to get the mimetic camo over that lady as quick as we can and turn it on so they can't see her and we can get her out, extract.
It's more than Sakura Sato's life on the line. It's about dodging a bloody disaster. Let's get in there and do what we do best and show them they've bitten off more than they can chew. Christ, it's 8 a.m. already, and we won't arrive in Minneapolis until 4 a.m. This is going to be a bloody all-nighter.
So you're telling me we have 20 hours?
Smoke 'em if you got 'em.
I need to go back up to the workshop car at some point and work with Senior Hawk. I am going to ask him to upgrade my tool hand with some ball bearings.
During this time, the Arasaka soldiers focus on their equipment maintenance and tactical planning. The workshop's filled with advanced tools, robotic arms, and 3D printers for crafting and repairing mechanical and electronic devices. It's a tinkerer's paradise with machinery, workbenches, and welding torches.
Vaya, this is some cool shit, Hawk. How you make all this at one time?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying you guys are very well backed with money to have all this stuff.
Arasaka does quite well.
This is very cool. I could stay here for at least 20 hours.
Well, that's perfect. Make yourself comfortable.
Oh, muchas gracias. Can I go through your parts bin?
Sure.
I want to upgrade my tool hand.
It's under the workbench.
Oh, muchas gracias, senor. Where did you get your training, senor?
Mostly YouTube.
I got my training in Argentina and then Cuba. Because Cuba, you got to make everything on your own. So I learned a lot about how to make stuff in Cuba.
I tinkered in the garage with my dad, but...
See. Padre taught you everything, eh?
My workshop shut down after the war, and I picked up a job with Arasaka.
See.
They've been pretty good to me, actually. Everyone talks shit about them, but they're all right.
Yeah, I don't know about the Arasaka, but you got a nice setup here.
Oh, yeah.
I can find some...
It's my baby. It's my pride and joy.
I can find some things to make here, for sure.
So as Hawk and Banthar settle in, what are you doing, Heretic?
I'm going to basically rest.
Okay. Brock, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm getting in that front car. I've been trying to pretty much the entire train ride. I just want to see what's in there.
You're going with the Chuck E. Cheese animatronic driver?
Yeah, me and Sapler are going on an adventure.
Okay.
Where are we going, Brock?
I heard there's a robot driving this train.
A robot?
I've been trying to check it out this entire time, but people keep on shooting at us.
Is anyone shooting at us right now?
Luckily, no. Let's do this thing.
Let's go.
Brock and Sap will go into the locomotive. The locomotive is fully automated, adorned with pulsating neon lights and holographic displays that project real-time data about the train's performance and the outside environment. Its engine is a hybrid of advanced electromagnetic propulsion and sustainable energy sources, allowing it to glide silently at high speeds.
It's like, I don't know, I'm a little pissed there's no robot up here. Is there a windshield?
Yes, there's a windshield. Not even broken. There's like one bullet hole on the one side, on the left side.
Any of the buttons or levers labeled? Is there one that,
like a throttle?
Yeah.
The train is automated, but if you went in there and started touching stuff, you could probably change things.
I will keep that in my back pocket for later, in case we got to do a manual override on this thing.
This is a cyber train. It has, like, touch screens and shit.
And if the Militech one is running on the same stuff, if that's lithium-ion batteries, we could just make that thing explode.
Are you scheming and plotting and planning?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Banthar is going to go to the other cars and look for lithium-ion batteries to transfer power to the electric motors to make them go faster.
You're going pretty fast.
I want to go faster. I want to beat the other train.
There's no way you're going to beat the other train. You were stopped and they flew past you at like 200 miles an hour.
Okay.
Plus, it's not like we can pass them. All right, well, me and Sapple are going to head back through the train, slightly disappointed. Hopefully, we get to Electro before Heretic does.
Yeah, Heretic is sleeping. That's basically what he's doing.
Banthar is still in the workshop car with the Hawk.
Suddenly, the scream sheets pop up on your newsfeed on all of your agents.
Sakura Sato, who is running for governor, sent out a message to her supporters in Night City last night, calling for them to protest against the Neely Garmin rally. There is currently a tense standoff between the two teams because of a sudden blackout, orchestrated by Sato's supporters in response to her messages, plunging the area into darkness, allowing her a chance to influence the outcome. This is the second rally Councilman Garmin had to cancel this month. He had to reschedule his last rally because of an explosion inside the convention center during his speech. Which we totally didn't do.
Brock.
Yeah, what's up, homie?
How do you feel about the news?
This time they didn't mention me by name.
Maybe the heat's off you now.
Somehow I doubt it. Although, with Sergeant Rentz being dead, I think we'll be fine.
The train drives all night, and the scene opens in the pre-dawn hours, a rainy morning in Minneapolis. It's still dark, and the city's skyline is backlit with lightning flashes. It's raining hard. There's a tension in the air as two powerful factions, Militech and Arasaka, converge on the city with opposing goals. Sakura Sato, a key political figure advocating for Night City's independence, is held in a secure, undisclosed location in Minneapolis. The train takes a new track and goes underground to an old flour mill. Once the lifeblood of Minneapolis, the tracks at this secret station tell a tale of an era long past when the city was crowned the milling capital of the world. These now silent and forgotten rails were once vibrant arteries pulsating with the steady rhythm of trains laden with grain and flour. Grain elevators and sprawling flour mills stood along these tracks, their imposing structures a testament to an industry long since fallen. As the train slides into a concealed, abandoned station repurposed for Arasaka's entry, the team is already on high alert. However, nothing could have prepared you for what awaits in Minneapolis. The moment the train doors hiss open, the silence of the early morning is shattered by gunfire and explosions. And that's where we'll leave it for this episode. Thank you for listening to the Cyber Psychos podcast. Let's give some shout-outs.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Pinky and Clyde's in Park Circle, South Carolina. Thanks for hiring me. Good luck getting rid of me.
Wow.
So it's like a threat.
Yes, that's a threat.
I would like to give a shout-out to LA Games, and I would also like to give a super shout-out to Jeffrey Hanna.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Christy and Luna.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Harold Gillespie and Odie.
I'd like to give a shout-out to So Many Cups. You have way too many cups.
I'd like to give a shout-out to Marco Fonseca. Thank you for following us on Patreon. And I'd like to give a shout-out to Zach. Thank you so much for helping me with my Elektra Ripley cosplay. I appreciate you.
Follow Giddy Pirate 420 on Twitch.
Big shout-out to our new patrons, John Van Etten and Andrew Ostrander. Thanks for listening to the Cyber Psychos podcast.
Adios, muchachos.